Hello, hello, hello. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. What is today's date? It is December 27th, 2023. Can you believe that? It is, 2023 is a year in the rearview mirror. And as such, my show is looking at all those highlights in that rearview mirror. I'm going to be playing you the first or second or just some highlight song from all of my radio shows that I've played over this past year. So I like to start off my shows with a strong start. So that last song was The Butlers with Introduction. And as a bit of introduction, I'm Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended. It is full of all of the music that I recommend highly to all of you. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. One thing that I wanted to do for this was, you might have heard the TikTok or Instagram Reels sound where they have, I think it might be like, I don't know, it's some podcaster. And there's a bunch of overlapping voices and then they all come together on one word and then they diverge again. And it's like, really kind of trippy sounding. I tried to do that with my intro. Here's what I got. Oh, that's not playing. Hang on, let me restart that.
You're listening to 95.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So that was a quarter of a year of introductions to my radio show. Anyway, that first song was from my first radio show of the year. It was called Introduction. I figured it was a good introduction. This next one is from my second radio show of the year. I'll be telling you a bit more about the year, some highlights, some, you know, happenings, all that stuff. It's the end of 2023. Good riddance. If you want to call in and talk about 2023, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636, or you can always reach out to me at the DJ chat. Coming up next, Ariel by Dean Friedman.
Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her. I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in the rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said, hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. She didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor. Ariel. took her home with me. We watching TV, a net on a cello, and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night. What channel? I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
So that was just Dean Friedman with Ariel. Because there are 52 weeks in the year and I'm here almost every week, I am not going to be able to play all of these songs all the way through. I can usually fit about 30 songs in a 2-hour stretch. So we're going to have to condense things a little bit. I might skip through some songs. That last one, Ariel, Dean Friedman, second show of the year. This is from the third show of the year. It was all 90s, and I wanted to showcase a little bit of They Might Be Giants because it's been stuck in my head lately. This is The Statue Got Me High behind me.
Statue standing where her statue.
This is After the Snow by Modern English, and I played it back in, I guess it was probably still in January of this year, or maybe that was the beginning of February. January 25th, I had a nice all-vinyl radio show, and I decided to start things off with Modern English's After the Snow. I actually have another song, if you know Modern English, you probably know their other song better than this one, and it is coming up later in the hour when I had another all-vinyl radio show, and I started it off with their other big song that I'm sure you all know. Really enjoyed doing all-vinyl shows this year. I had a good handful of them. I'll be pointing them out as we make our way through the year chronologically, playing all of my best hits from my radio shows this year. And what else happened in 2023? You remember those spy balloons? That was fun. The smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Remember that? Remember that submarine? That was pretty bad. I got to the end of that article. I'll come up with some other cool things that happened in 2023. We're gonna focus on some of the good things more than the rough. There were some rough parts of 2023. Coming up next, Simon and Garfunkel with the big bright green pleasure machine.
Tendency to dump on you. Does your group have more cavities than theirs? Do all of the hippies seem to get the jump on you? Do you sleep alone when others sleep in pairs? Well, there's no need to complain. We'll eliminate your pain. We can neutralize your brain to feel just fine. Big bright green pleasure machine. To figures of authority just shoot you down. Is life within the business world a drag? Did your boss just mention that you better shop around? But you find yourself a more productive bag. Are you worried and distressed? Can't seem to get no rest. Put our product to the test. You feel just fine now. Buy a big bright green pleasure machine. Await the blows of cruel fate. Do your checks bounce higher than a rubber ball? I worry it calls your girlfriend's just a little late. Are you looking for a way to jump the dog? We can end your daily strife at a reasonable price. You've seen it advertised in life. You feel just fine. Big bright green pleasure machine.
All right, that was from my February 1st radio show where I was doing all vinyl and the theme was colors. So we started off with the big bright green pleasure machine. We also had like Mr. Blue Sky, Boy Blue, Deacon Blues, Old Brown Shoe, Big Yellow Taxi, Paint It Black, White Room, Black Dog, and not only was the theme colors, I was doing it all on vinyl just to make things difficult for myself. The next first song that I played, or actually this was the second song that I played the next week, February 8th, when I had trainees. I think that having trainees is one of my, it's not actually one of my favorite things, but I do enjoy it a lot. It's really fun bringing new people into the folds of WMFO, and also like comparing notes on like, oh, do students still do this at Tufts? Oh, what about that? Oh, do you still call blah 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 blah? Like the res is now the sink. Brown and blue hasn't been brown and blue since like I was a freshman. So things are constantly changing. But yeah, so I had trainees. I was just playing music and teaching them how to do it. And I figured Steely Dan was going to be good music to do that with. And the next week was also trainees, and I started that one off with Sense by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which is a fantastic song off of their 2015 album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. I know that I've been playing this song on my radio show since 2016 when I started off, and I hope to continue playing it on air for many more years. And yeah, so this was a fun one. Just I had the first hour of the show, and then my trainees took the second hour, split it amongst themselves, and they did a great job, and now they are all DJs, I believe. And yeah, that's the fun of having trainees, getting to see them grow up. Anyway, let's listen to this one for a little bit, and then I'll be back to tell you more 2023 fun facts.
People pay for their cool.
This fabulous song behind me right now is The Whale by Electric Light Orchestra. And I played this song on my... This was one of my favorite radio shows of the year. I think it's one of my favorite radio show themes that I've ever had. It was animals that you could... animals that you could totally catch a ride on. So I started off with The Whale. And then what else did I have in here? I had... A Horse with No Name, Wild Horses, Goodbye Horses, you know, just to get the horses out of the way. I had a song by Camel. I had Elephant by Tame Impala. Hip Hop Hippopotamus versus Rhinoceros. Songs about giraffes, the monkeys. Adam and the Ants with ant music, because you probably couldn't get a ride from a single ant, but ants are very strong, so I'm sure that you could get a ride from a big swarm of them. Got Walk the Dinosaur, Crocodile Rock, Bicycle Race, which is not an animal. Bicycles are not animals, but still, you know, I don't know. It was originally just things that you could ride, and I really wanted to play that song because it's a great song. Anyway, the next radio show that I had was my trivia radio show. So I didn't play too much music on it. I played like two or three songs, including a fantastic song called Marie by Bobbing, and then we had Highly Recommended's very first radio trivia night, which I wouldn't say went perfectly, but it was a fun time. I enjoyed it, and I think that my trivia participants did as well.
make you breakfast, she'll make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly. Tissues or a sleeve, you don't use napkins or any of these. He uses magazines, magazines, magazines,
She Don't Use Jelly by The Flaming Lips. A fantastic, fantastic, very, very, very silly, silly song. And it was from my goofy, silly, wacky radio show that I had on Wednesday, March 8th of this year. Oh my God, that was such a fun show, and it was really hard picking out what song I wanted to highlight from it on this radio show. But, I mean, I also had, like, what else? Oh, Elvis Is Everywhere by Mojo Nixon. That gets a notable shout out. If it were a shorter song, I probably would have played it instead of She Don't Use Jelly. They're both great songs, but Elvis Is Everywhere is so silly. And, you know, I used to have a dog named Elvis, and I don't know if I ever got the chance to play that song for him. It says Elvis a lot, and I just wonder how he would have reacted to it. It's very silly. What else? I played Fish Heads, Help I'm a Rock, Jesus Was Way Cool by King Missile, another very silly song. Behind me right now is Mild High Club with Windowpane. And this, I don't know if this radio show had a theme. I think it was just sit back and enjoy. I played a lot of mellow music, all kinds of cool, vibey stuff, such as Mild High Club.
と共に色あせるとミルク色の空から天使が降りてきて肩を叩く
Harumi Hosono off of the 1973 album Hosono House. I still don't know how to speak Japanese, but this was from my Japanese music playlist that I played on March 22nd of this year. Really, really cool song, really cool artist. He was one of the members of... don't quote me on this. I'm going to stop myself there, actually. The next radio show that I had on the 29th of March was all... covers and or original. I think the theme was actually originals that aren't as popular as the cover versions. So this is Gloria Jones with Tainted Love off of the 1976 album Vixen. And the version of this song that you may know, Tainted Love by Soft Cell, right? Soft Cell, yeah, okay, phew. Came out in 1981. So this had already been floating around for 5 years before that song came out. And I didn't know that until I had this radio show with my good buddy Jeff. So I think he was the one who recommended it, or I was doing research. Yikes, I don't know. Max doing research for his radio show? Pff, what? That never happens. and yeah, so a couple more fun facts about 2023 now that it is behind us. 2023 is the first year since 1987 that the U.S. record industry reported that sales of vinyl records exceeded CDs. Just let that absorb for a second, you know? 36 years of CDs reigning supreme, and vinyl is finally coming back, which is kind of strange, kind of crazy. But... I guess now that you don't need physical media, it's nice to have the novelty, and if you're gonna go for novel, might as well go all the way. Actually, if you're going all the way, get some like 8-tracks or cassettes, just for novelty. But I don't know. Or don't. also in 2023, ChatGPT was first released. Can you believe that was this year? That was only in March. It feels like, how did we ever live before ChatGPT? And AI has exploded this year. That's pretty, what a crazy development. I did not have that in my 2023 bingo card. And the next radio show that I had was on Let's see, what was I think this might have been an all vinyl radio show as well. And I started things off with Madness, with Our House. I think that, no, I'm not sure if this was all vinyl. Actually, I'm looking at the playlist. I think it was. No promises. But yeah, there you go. Vinyl, it's coming back. On air and in your hearts and homes. Yeah, it was all vinyl. It was a 3-hour vinyl set from 5 to 8 p.m. How did I do that? Why did I do that to myself? It's exhausting. It reminds me of my 7-hour radio show that I did back in, God, what was that, 2017? That was a good one. I showed up at the radio station at midnight with a couple buddies of mine. Shout out to Jordan and Alex. We had just finished up our last final of our sophomore fall semester, and I saw a 7-hour open slot on the radio because everyone else had already left. Because I think that test was the last possible slot that they had on the Tufts midterms or finals schedule. So we're the only people around who came into the station. They stuck around. They did stick around for like a significant like 3 or 4 hours. Probably left around 4 a.m. And then there I was on my own. And I think the scariest moment that I've ever had in this station. Actually, I dropped a record the other day. That got my heart rate up. Oops. I was like, oh, I'm just going to close my eyes on the couch for a little bit. I have my computer playing. I've got a playlist up. I'm all set. I can just, you know, take a couple minutes. I set an alarm for like, I don't know, like maybe an hour. This is at like 5 a.m. I was on air for another 2 hours. I was like, I'm wiped out. I woke up to dead air. And that was one of the scariest moments I've ever had in this room. I guess my laptop had died while I was asleep. So I like rushed and plugged everything in and like got everything right. But like there were two listeners. No one noticed. If I didn't tell you guys, no one would know. But now it's our secret. You can share it with me. I have listened back and it was a mess of a radio show, but it was fun. And the next radio show that I had this year, and sorry to skip around, you know, there are 52 weeks and there just aren't that many minutes in 2 hours on air. The next radio show I had was a holiday. It was April 19th, which is Bicycle Day. And so I started things off with Queen's Bicycle Race. And what is Bicycle Day? Why is that a holiday that you haven't heard of? It's the day before 420, which, as everyone knows, is the marijuana holiday. And April 19th is the LSD and acid and, I guess, general psychedelics holiday, because that's the day that Alfred Hoffman first discovered LSD. So I played a bunch of really trippy music, and that was a really fun playlist. Also, I'm going to be working on putting all of my playlists up on my website, so if you're like, oh man, I wish I had tuned into that one, you will be able to, right now I only have like the most recent one since like November, but I'll be going back and filling in previous radio shows and themes and yada yada yada. But that, you can find that at max.kratzok.com/radio. That's max.kratzok.com/radio. And if you just go to without the slash radio, I just have like a boring page right there. One day it'll be like a professional portfolio probably. But right now it's just like, I think it says this is a test. So go to slash radio. That's where all the good stuff is. If you are so inclined, I'll also be highlighting some upcoming shows. For instance, I will be interviewing Little Fuss on my radio show on January 17th. So tune in. It'll be a good time. And yeah, I'm excited. The next radio show I'll be having in January will be Ringing in the New Year. And yeah, there are bells in the background. I totally did that on purpose. I'll be ringing in the new year, talking about what's coming up next for Highly Recommended here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
say, Wayne, hot dog! I say, cooler man, I don't wanna be the president of America.
She smiles.
I say, cheese.
Cartier.
I say, please.
Income tax.
I say, Jesus, I don't wanna be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. Cause all I wanna do is
ice,
yeah.
Ice,
ice,
ice.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Ice,
come on.
Ice,
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
Watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockinest, rock steady beat of madness! One step beyond!
That last song was Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Swim and Sleep Like a Shark off of their 2013 album, 2. And I played that because just several days before then, I had seen Unknown Mortal Orchestra in concert, and that had to have been one of the best concerts that I've been to this year. Truly, truly incredible concerts. Other concerts that stand out, let's see. I saw Weird Fishes in concert a couple weeks ago. That was really, really, really fun. I was very impressed. That is Weird Fishes with a PH. They are a fish themed, like the band Fish, themed. They're in the style of Fish playing God, what do you call it? Radiohead music. Very cool. Very fun sound. And I thought it was going to be kind of like kitschy, and it was just really solid. And yeah, so that was good. And I think that might have been an all vinyl radio show, if I recall. It looks possible. And the next radio show that I had, the one where I played this, it looks like I was a little bit all over the place. I think they had a ska section in the middle, which would explain Madness's One Step Beyond. And I just want to put it out there for the record, I can play that on saxophone. It doesn't sound as good as when they do it, but I can do it. It's really fun to play too. It's good. Behind me right now is 8675309 by Tommy Two-Tone. I don't see any kind of rhyme or reason to this May 17th playlist. There are a couple fun things. I played Riki Tiki Tavi, and then Ricky Don't Lose That Number, and then 8675309, and I thought that was like a good like trio of songs. I thought that was kind of like, I wouldn't call it clever necessarily, but I was doing a thing, or trying to. And it's just a fun song. If a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms. Develop an escape plan and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. A public service message from Mellow Max here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And behind me right now is the Beatles with Love You Too. I love the sitar. Great song. And I played it in May. I no real theme other than lots of trippy stuff. There's a lot of really good trippy stuff in this playlist. Some Kikigaku Moyo. Got some Koss, Popol Vuh, 10,000 Maniacs, more Beatles, King Gizzard, Flaming Lips, Claypool Lennon Delirium, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. That was a fun radio show, and it was a rare 2-hour radio show back then when I had mostly a 1-hour radio show. Thank goodness that's not the case anymore. And then, let's see, May 31st, the next radio show. No real theme either, but I did play a lot of good music on it. I would recommend, and I started things off on that show with Cherry Blossom Girl by Air. And I'm glad to see that we're making good time. We made it to May 31st, halfway through 2023, and it is just about 8 p.m. here in Somerville, Medford, Massachusetts, Boston, greater metropolitan area, east coast of the USA. Did you experience 2023? I know I sure did. If you want to talk about your 2023, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915, like the station. WMFO, like the station. It's 855-915-WMFO. Call in, chat with me, tell me about your 2023. What a year it was, what a year it wasn't. And soon it will be no more. Nothing but another number, as they say.